Hello and welcome to Articulated Thought. My name is Colin, I'll be your host today, and today I would like to discuss what mentally strong people do. Now I have a list I'm going to read from, but first I would like to start with this quote that really helped me in my path as of recent. So it's, stop loving people who don't love you. Now that's a bit vague, but you can take it as in a different direction. Like, stop giving people energy, whether directly or indirectly, that don't give you the same amount of energy. People that don't give you the same amount of care and love, and that's something that you need to figure out for yourself, because you need to be facilitating that for your own internal being. And that's something that I'm really learning how to do. And so, I would really like to read you this list that I found. I found it on Reddit. I really, really resonate with a lot of these, and I'm still trying to figure out some of them, but I'm going to try to read some, and if I have any comments, I'll read in between. Number one, mentally strong people replace self-pity with gratitude. Now, self-pity, like, is essentially feeling sorry for yourself, and gratitude is just being thankful for the person that, or the situation, or whatever that you are feeling sad about. Number two, mentally strong people hold on to their power and forgive others. Three, mentally strong people are always ready to embrace change. Four, mentally strong people don't get distracted by the things they can't control. Number five, always wanting to please others doesn't work, and be ready to sometimes displease makes you stronger. Number six, mentally strong people are not afraid to taking calculated risks. That one is something I'm trying to own and figure out, because risk is essentially the way that we calculate how much money we can make, but it also has to come, it comes with reward. Like, the more risk you take, the more reward you can get. And figuring out how to do that peacefully and do it while you are getting, like, being unchanged, basically, is really important. Seven, coming to terms with the past makes you stronger, but it takes concrete steps to do so. I really like that one, because I, for one, live in the past sometimes, and that's what I'm trying to figure out how to do, is forgive myself for all the time I've wasted, all the people that I've hurt, all the people that have hurt me, everything. I just need to let go of it, and you do too. Mentally strong people avoid repeating the same mistakes, and this requires self-discipline. Number nine, mentally strong people don't envy other people's success, but rather seek to collaborate with them. Number 10, mentally strong people don't give up easily, and they are self-compassionate about failure. Number 11, mentally strong people are comfortable being alone and use meditation to become more resilient. Number 12, many people have entitlement mentality, but strong people concentrate on giving rather than talking. I really like that one. It's something that I am learning how to do, and just learning how to give it my all. Every single thing that I'm doing, trying to put my whole energy into it in the moment. Number 13, mentally strong people recognize that achievements take time and that progress isn't always immediately apparent. Now, I really like that one too, because it's hard to see the way that you look from the outside. I'll use my workout regimen as an example. I don't see myself getting buffer. I don't see myself getting more fit. But other people tell me this. And they're like, wow, you look way different. I'm like, yeah, because I try every single day. And it's hard to see that every single day. It's hard to see that when you look in the mirror every day. You can't see the subtle changes that happen. But you need to know that they are happening. And the more you try, the more apparent it will be, especially to other people who aren't seeing you every single day. I really am learning how to become a strong person. And I hope that I can help you on your journey as well. This is a short episode, and I hope everyone has a wonderful night and a wonderful full moon. Take care. Have a beautiful night.